Biden's labor trafficking pipeline, woman accused of forcing migrant child to work in Georgia produce fields. By John Binder on September 25, 2023. The case of a woman allegedly forcing a migrant child into labor servitude in Georgia highlights the booming labor trafficking pipeline of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, from the United States-Mexico border into United States jobs on President Joe Biden's watch. This month, Georgia officials in Eccles County arrested 30-year-old Jean Arwan Ramos and charged her with two counts of first-degree cruelty to children and one count of human trafficking. In February, local law enforcement requested help from the Human Trafficking Unit of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation in the case. Officials allege that Juan Ramos forced her nephew, a migrant child, to work picking produce in fields after he arrived in the United States. Juan Ramos also allegedly physically abused the migrant child. As a result, the child ran away and contacted law enforcement to get help. The case is only the latest where migrant children, primarily UACs who are stopped at the border before being sent to Health and Human Services, HHS, and eventually placed with an adult sponsor who is typically not a parent, are ending up in a labor trafficking pipeline that has skyrocketed under Biden. Watch, whistleblower, federal government facilitating multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation at U.S. border. A bombshell report from the Labor Department revealed that from October 2022 to July 0f this year, there has been a 44% increase in children discovered working in jobs in the United States in violation of the law. Labor trafficking has become so prominent among UACs at the hands of their adult sponsors that Labor Department officials said they are working with Mexico and Central American nations to educate migrant communities about child labor laws in the United States. Since Biden took office, more than 300,000 UACs have been placed with adult sponsors throughout the United States. But whistleblowers have warned that HHS is not properly vetting those sponsors and migrant children are ending up in labor trafficking, sex trafficking, and domestic servitude as a result. At a hearing in July, HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra could not guarantee that 100% of adult sponsors' homes are inspected before a UAC is placed in their care, a requirement for many pet adoption programs, Representative Debbie Lesko, R-Oz, noted. Watch, Rep. Lesko, harder to adopt a dog than to take in migrant kids under Biden. It's been said that it is harder to adopt a cat than it is to sponsor an unaccompanied minor because there are rarely background checks done. Almost never home studies, no financial assessments. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn told lawmakers recently. The Biden administration has stopped doing background checks on other people in the households to make sure that the placements are safe, she continued. This is something that would simply not be tolerated in our foster care system. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.